You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app here on this Tuesday. Talking NBA playoffs now. We're going to play a little game coming up at 6:30. Build it or blow it up. We'll take a look at the teams that have been eliminated from the NBA playoffs and say whether they should keep going or whether they should blow up what they've got and try to start things over. But let's talk about the teams that are keeping going right now. The NBA is down to its final four. And we have Kurt Hellen with us, who is a longtime NBA writer, pro basketball talk, and more. Kurt, welcome to the show. Appreciate your time, man. How you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me on. And by the way, I'll just jump in now and tell you the Spurs should just blow it up and trade Wemby.
Yes.
They should just blow the whole thing.
To Washington.
Yeah, exactly. I would.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, they can have, frankly, whoever they want. I like a lot of the young players here, but you give me that tall French guy, I'm in.
Just Bob Carrington straight up. You're good.
That works. Or if, hey, if they want Bilal to make sure that the French fans are happy, I can make a sacrifice.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we've done. We fixed everything. All right. Done. Excellent. No, when we look at the place that the Wizards executives came from in Oklahoma City, that is, of course, the model that everybody wants to follow. How do we get a young superstar? How do we surround them with other young, excellent players, grow them together, have them all rowing the boat in the same direction? And, oh, look, we won 68 games and one of the greatest point differentials in the history of the league. Now they sit here in their first ever Western Conference Finals, Kurt. And we know that the Minnesota Timberwolves obviously got to this round last year. And often there is kind of this stepping stone process that needs to happen. Do you think Oklahoma City has what it takes based off of their talent and their results to overcome the fact that they have never been here before?
Yeah, and they're actually, I think, the youngest team ever to reach the Western Conference Finals by average age. But I do think that they're going to. And I think we've seen in the last series the growth that they needed to show in these playoffs. I think the questions we had, look, they got bounced last year, and they're like, man, they just weren't tough enough. They weren't gritty enough. They weren't able to win playoff games. And so they go out and get an Isaiah Hartenstein, who's, you know, gives them plenty of toughness and grit, on top of just the maturity of the guys they want. And they won some ugly games in that series. They didn't just, you know, yes, they overwhelmed and ran away from Denver in game seven, but they won some playoff-style games in that round. And I think that shows the growth that they were going to need, because they go into this, which is just a better matchup for them. Denver's a tough matchup for everyone because they got that Jokic guy. But this is a much better matchup for them. And I think, I don't want to say it's going to be easy by any stretch, but I think they're in a good place. And I think their confidence going forward is going to be difficult to overcome.
Yeah, what they did in Game 7 was amazing. And part of the way they were able to do that was deploying, of all people, Alex Caruso on Nikola Jokic. And they're, look, saying deploying Alex Caruso of all people on basically anybody in the league, you're like, yeah, of course, he's one of the best defenders. And like Nikola Jokic is supposed to be one of the five names you're not supposed to say there. And Caruso was able to do an outstanding job in that matchup in a small sample size of one game. That was this new changeup that Mark Dagenaw, the Thunder head coach, threw at them. Yeah. Seeing that as a possibility, knowing that like Julius Randle, for instance, may be the biggest matchup advantage on the Timberwolves side of it in this series, what kind of like did that open your world at all to the possibilities of new ways the Thunder can be excellent?
Yeah, well, their defense already is not only the best in the league, but they and what's going to be really telling, I think, in this series, they are handsy, they are physical. They, first off, they're one of those teams that goes back to the old Miami Heat school of, you know, if we foul on every play, they're not going to call it. Right?
Yeah.
Like they are going to be really physical, and Minnesota can handle some of that, but it's going to be a new level for Ant when he drives. Anthony Edwards is going to drive the lane or try to drive the lane and find Lou Dort. And if he gets by Lou Dort, he's going to find another level of guys. It's going to be much harder, and he's not going to get the calls he expects to get. And he's going to have to prove that he can go beyond that. I think that the other thing they do defensively, they are so good at showing you something and then taking it away. So you're like, oh, there is a driving lane. Oh, there's not a driving lane. And that kind of stuff, I think it's been fun in these playoffs to watch Anthony Edwards figure stuff out in real time, right? Like each game, he's a little bit better and he's figuring out how to making the smart, clean pass rather than trying to do too much. And this might be the one that's his Waterloo. This is the one where he's just, the lessons he's going to learn, he's not going to be able to learn fast enough in this series.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kurt Hellen, basketball writer, NBC Sports, with us here on the Hoffman Show. Who else for Minnesota needs to step up? Obviously, the bare minimum is your stars have to play like stars. If you don't have that in a playoff series, you're never going to win. Anthony Edwards is one of the NBA's great stars right now. Who else needs to step up if Minnesota is going to have a chance in this series?
I think you're going to need a huge Julius Randle series. He's got to be and he has been, by the way, fantastic and better than I expected in these playoffs and through this postseason. So like credit to him, but he's going to have to continue that and maybe even take a step forward because life will be difficult for Anthony Edwards. And he is more of a matchup problem because of his physicality. You can try to, you know, they have a bunch of guys to throw at him, but he's going to have a big series. And the other thing is outside of just taking care of the ball, they have to take care of the ball. They got to hit their threes. They really got to knock them down. I think this is a big series for a guy like Jaden McDaniels, who is going to get a bunch of time on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and try to slow him down as much as he can. But that only really, even if you can slow the Oklahoma City offense down, you've got to be able to score on them. And to do that, they're going to have to knock down threes at a high rate all series long.
So that was the last thing I was going to ask you about this series before flipping to the other one, Kurt, is if you are, I'll take it from Minnesota since they're the underdog here. Like, if you're Minnesota, what is the tenor of these games? Do you want them to be physical? Do you want them to, the refs, to maybe call a little tighter? You got a little more freedom. Do they want it fast? Do they want it slow? What's the way that Minnesota needs to play if they're going to pull off what would be, based off the fact that Oklahoma City is a 68-win team, a significant upset?
I think they want it a little bit slower. They don't want it to get too fast. They don't want it to be a track meet, because, again, that leads to some sloppy play and some turnovers, and they're already a little loose with the ball at times. And look, they played the Warriors, who turned the ball over a lot as well, and could get away with it. That's not going to happen in future rounds, man. Like, you're going to, you know, this round they have to take care of it. So I think they'd like it a little slower, and I think that they want it to be not as physical. They want to get some of these calls. Now, that means Shea's going to get some calls and some other stuff that they may not enjoy, but you've got to get Ant to the line. You've got to get Randall to the line. And you're going to have some, you know, I don't know how much Rudy Gobert we're going to see this series, but when he's in, he's going to have to play well. Let's put it this way. They're going to get the ball to Rudy Gobert occasionally. If he holds it for more than a second, that is a huge win for OKC.
That is a good thing to watch for sure. All right, Kurt Helen's with us, basketball writer for NBC Sports. On the Eastern Conference side, it's Pacers, it's Knicks, it's 1990, whatever, insert the number of you want here, as they faced off a ton, obviously, in the 90s, back in the day, Reggie Miller, Patrick Ewing, the whole deal. This modern version, does it come down to, well, actually, let me ask you this first. Who's the best player in this series? Because often that is the easiest solution of who's going to win the series. Who's the best player in this series?
I'll take Brunson by a hair over Tyrese Halliburton, but that's a close one, and that's tight. I'm going to take Brunson because of the load he's had to kind of carry this season. And I was about to say the clutch play, but Halliburton's got his own share of really clutch plays this postseason too. So it's really close, but I'll by a nose at the wire, I'll give it to Brunson.
For whatever it's worth, I think I would as well, but it is by a hair over Halliburton, and then it becomes the who's the next to the next to the next to the next. And I think probably the second best guy purely on skill and all of that is Karl-Anthony Towns. Is he the biggest mismatch in the series, or do you think the Pacers have a potential answer for him?
No, he destroyed them during the regular season, including the one game. It's hard to take too much away from the regular season games because they were all played very early except for one, and that last game was missing Miles Turner and a few other players that didn't take part. But Towns put up 40 in that, and he averaged more than 30 for the series against them this season. He is going to have a series like that for the Knicks to pull this out. I mean, this is while I think the Thunder are a clearly better team than Minnesota, I think this is a coin toss. I think these two teams are so incredibly even. And if New York's going to win this thing, it's going to be because Towns is the third best player in this series, or maybe second best. He's going to have a couple of big games where he really carries the offense and gets Miles Turner out of the paint so that he's not back there blocking shots and opening. That opens up driving lanes for Brunson and Bridges and everyone else.
In a lot of ways, it feels like whichever of Turner or Towns just stays out of foul trouble. It's like, hey, congrats, you might have just won the series, because those are two guys that are very, very foul prone and tend to take themselves out of games. I also feel like this is a stylistic mismatch in a way that could be very, very fun. Knicks have no problem beating you up, slowing it down. The Pacers play at one of the fastest paces in the league. What's something you're watching early tomorrow night to see who might be able to dictate the pace of the game, whether it's a player, whether it's the way something is going down, an adjustment that you think could slow or speed up the game? What are you watching on that front?
Yeah, the Knicks actually don't mind running as well, but I think for what's really going to test them, where I think the Pacers potentially have an advantage if they're going to win this series, and I'll cheat and tell you I picked the Knicks in seven in a coin toss, but if the Pacers are going to win this thing, pace for them isn't just running. It isn't just getting out off makes and misses and turnovers and running. Their ball movement and player movement in the half court is better than the Knicks have seen in the last two rounds. The Pistons don't really have that much. They were pretty it was pretty much Cade Cunningham against the world and everybody else was standing in their station. And even the Celtics, especially because they're hunting threes so much, they like to drive into the paint and kick out, but they're pretty station to station relatively. That is not how the Pacers play. Ball movement, player movement, guys cutting all over the place. We're going to see how the Knicks defense adjusts to that. They're going to have to be able to handle the pace in the half court. I think that that's one of those things I'm going to watch. Like, are the Pacers getting a good shot 12 seconds into the shot clock, or are they going 17, 18 seconds into the shot clock before they're able to really get anything going? And I think if the Knicks can force them deep into the half court shot clock, it's a huge advantage.
All right, last thing for Kurt Hellen here, NBA basketball writer for NBC Sports, is going to lead us into our little blow it up, build it up game. Kurt, is there a move outside of Giannis, which has been reported on, is there another one of these teams that lost that you think can make a big, unsurprising move that you're kind of keeping your eye on as we get towards the draft in June and then ultimately free agency in July?
Yeah, it's harder this year just because the second apron thing really, really messes with the ability to keep the Boston Celtics together. In fact, if I'm going to predict something crazy, it's that the Celtics consider and maybe even move Jaylen Brown. I don't think that's off the table. And it's largely because next year is kind of a gap year for them, for lack of a better word, with the very horrible and unfortunate, Jason Tatum injury. You can do that. You can say, hey, if we trade Jaylen Brown to, say, Houston, and you get back a bunch of their young, good players, and you get a year to mesh them together, then you bring Tatum back in, you can hit the ground running again as contenders. That might be really tempting to them and a way to save some money. So that's the one. I don't know that they're going to blow it up, but that's one I'm going to watch. I'm really curious how the Celtics are going to get rid of some guys. Like, Jrue Holiday's probably gone. I think they'd love to move on from Porzingis, but good luck. It's an expiring contract, but $30 million to pay him to be injured is a lot. So I'm really curious what they look like next year.
That was one that was definitely on my list, and we're going to talk about that a lot more next. Kurt, this was great. Thanks so much for doing this, and we'll definitely try to have you back here later in the playoffs as we move towards what will be a very silly, silly season here June, July.
It definitely will be. It's going to be a wild off season.
Appreciate your time, Kurt. Thank you.
Take care.
As Kurt Hellen with us, he is a writer for NBC Sports, Pro Basketball Talk as their editor-in-chief, and been covering the NBA for a long time, doing a great job. Appreciate Kurt's time. When we get back, we will play Build It Up or Blow It Up. But first, the latest on the world, from the world of women's sports. It's presented to you by Wawa Chicken, how you want at Wawa, with customizable, roasted, and crispy chicken sandwiches.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air? What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.